This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, August 11. Who is our neighbor? Our reading comes from Luke chapter 10. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" he replied. "How do you read it?" He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." "You have answered correctly," Jesus replied. "Do this and you will live." But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" In reply, Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. 'Look after him,' he said, 'and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expenses you may have.' Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?" The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." It can be difficult to show compassion to someone you might despise. It can also be difficult to receive help from such a person. That's because you would think of that person as an enemy. This parable is about showing God's love and compassion without strings attached, even for an enemy. The question could be asked, how could a holy God offer love to any of us, who are basically his enemies because of all the sins we do against him? The answer is grace, unearned favor. In Jesus' parable, a priest and a Levite pass by and notice the man who has been robbed and beaten, but they keep going without offering any help. Then along comes a Samaritan. In those days, the Jews and the Samaritans despised each other. This man stops and takes action in practical ways. He doesn't just throw money at the problem. He also gives his time and resources to see that the beaten man is restored to health again. Many people tend to measure their love for God by their commitment to church attendance, Bible study, giving money for ministry, or volunteering at church. Yet loving our neighbor demands more. To love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength goes hand in hand with loving our neighbor as ourselves. We are commanded to do both, regardless of who they are, what they've done, or where they come from. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, give us eyes to see the people around us and to care for their needs, even if it may be inconvenient or difficult. Give us the desire to share your love. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.